Will in any document. It's like getting the keys to the kingdom. Put shoes on him. Slaves and hired men and the poor didn't wear shoes. Shoes were for people who had responsibility. Give him dignity. Give him authority. Give him responsibility. He has my dignity. He has my authority and he has a share in my responsibility. This is full sonship. My, how grace triumphs over sin. My, how grace triumphs over sin. Grace gives to us when we come the full dignity of God as we are clothed with His own righteousness, the full authority of God to act on His behalf consistent with His revelation, and responsibility to carry on His work in His name, in the power of His Spirit. And once the Son had been given all these things lavishly, verse 23 says, and bring the fattened calf. Wealthy people had one calf that they kept, usually for the marriage of the older son. But you use it for the best and biggest occasion, kill it. That would be an operation in itself, take a little while. And by the way, they didn't flay it and put it on a big, huge spit. I've been to some things like that where that's been the way of doing it. They chopped it into steaks and chops and everything else, and cooked it in their bake ovens, their bread ovens. Kill the fattened calf, and let's eat and be merry. We're going to have a party. Now go back to verse 7. There's more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents, 99 righteous person who need no repentance. Verse 10, joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. This is that in this story. The celebration begins. Now, I just want to point out one thing. We don't have time to develop it all, but the celebration is directed at the Father. It's not directed at the Son. The Son received the robe and the ring and the shoes, but the party is a party in honor of such a gracious Father. Let's all eat. Now, a calf could feed anywhere from 100 to 200. They didn't eat a lot of meat. They didn't eat meat every day. Meat was for special occasions, and this could be 100 to 200 people to dig into this thing. They're going to do it. Verse 24 says, for this son of mine was dead. We could talk about that. God knows who His sons are, and in His wonderful providence and sovereignty, He has His times when He will raise them from death to life. This son of mine was dead and has come to life again. He was lost and has been